Coming up on Only a Game, veteran broadcaster Al Michaels, believer in miracles, and ice motorcyclist. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Various U.S. government agencies have been hacked, of course. Lots and lots of retailers have been hacked. Tell me we shouldn't be equally concerned that the Houston Astros have been hacked.
Well, there's a lot of different things going on here. First of all, the FBI is involved, and they don't do this for practice. Okay, so somebody's going to the slammer behind this thing. Secondly, I mean, it seems to me that what got hacked and what got lifted and what got stolen and what got Edward Snowdened was their player evaluations. So, I mean, if you want to see the competitive effect this event had, I guess you got to wait till about 2024.
Well, let me try out on you my perception of this. This just feels to me like less the theft of proprietary information than a fraternity prank by some guys so dim that they didn't understand that the FBI would be interested.
I think there's a lot of that going on. I think there's a lot of, you know, the gentleman in Houston who was hacked was a former Cardinals executive who wasn't a particularly popular one, apparently. So, I mean, it's entirely possible people were sitting around and got bored because they ran out of Doritos and decided they would do something to kill some time on a Saturday night. But it's still some pretty serious stuff.
Does this mean we get Doritos as an underwriter henceforth?
It means we should immediately run all the computers and all the math nerds out of baseball and go back to, like, tobacco-chewing fat old ex-players.
On a slightly less frivolous note, does this week's news lead you to wonder whether other baseball teams and football teams and basketball teams are raiding each other's databases all the time?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, it occurs in every other business and every other area in American life. There's no reason why it wouldn't occur here.
Charlie, since last we spoke, the NBA's best player was beaten by the NBA's best team. Is that shorthand a sufficient description of what the Golden State Warriors accomplished in winning their first championship in 40 years?
Yeah, there's no question. The Golden State Warriors were the best team in the NBA wire to wire this year. Steph Curry emerged as a legitimate superstar. But what LeBron James did with the ragtag collection of gypsies, tramps and thieves that he was playing with in Cleveland should go down in history as something. I don't know what. This guy picked an entire franchise up and carried it almost to the NBA title.
And thank you for the Cher reference. I'm quite sure that no other sports programs will pull that out this week. Tim Duncan of the San Antonio Spurs said this week that thanks to a dishonest financial advisor, he's out $25 million. Happily, he says the loss is not going to change his life in any way. That's quite a cushion Mr. Duncan has there, isn't it?
I was going to say, wow, $25 million? Let me go through the cushions on the sofa. I'll find that. Yeah, this is, of course, not the first time it's happened. It happened to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It happened to half the National Hockey League back in the day. I mean, there isn't much to say, except there are crooks active in every area. Unless you're absolutely sure about the guy who's handling your money, he's liable to handle your money into being his money.
By winning their third Stanley Cup in 3 years, the Chicago Blackhawks have earned the right to be called a dynasty, at least according to some of the reporters that I've been reading. What do you think?
I think so. Well, Gary Bettman said it when he was presenting them with the Stanley Cup trophy. I'd like to point out, by the way, that I'm in Chicago now, and now twice in the last 5 years I've been caught in the Chicago Blackhawks victory parade, which has to be some kind of record.
They're going to ask you to come back next year, whether you have to or not.
It was a terrific series, by the way. If you liked hockey, the contrast of styles and the sheer determination of the Blackhawks was really something to behold.
Some fellow fond of arcane statistics has discovered that the last time the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup on home ice was 1938, and the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. I assume Cubs GM Theo Epstein will be happy to hear that.
Yeah, I don't think, that's stretching superstition a little bit too far even for me.
Cole Hammer, the brilliantly named 15-year-old golfer of whom we spoke a few weeks ago, shot a 77 in the first round at the U.S. Open on Thursday. That's three strokes better than the golfer who will remain unnamed, because if you can't shoot better than 80, we don't name you on this program. Not bad, huh?
No, that's terrific. It's a terrific story. Yeah, we can only hope that he manages to avoid the pitfalls of what it's like to being a 15-year-old golf phenom, because our most recent example of that has not ended particularly well.
Carolina Panthers left tackle Michael Orr said this week, quote, "People look at me and they take things away from me because of the movie." He was, of course, referring to the film The Blind Side based on his early life. I suppose this is why we should be glad that nobody is likely to make a movie of your life or mine.
Yeah, when you become a character in your own life, and your life story becomes common property, you will pay a price for that. And I think he's seeing it. Plus the fact he's not a very good professional offensive lineman.
He was very good for a short time, though, in the pros, right?
Yeah, but he either got worn down or got bored, and his talents have eroded.
And finally, Charlie, there is brewing an international dispute between the Swiss and Venezuelan governments. Usually we ignore this sort of thing on Only a Game, but this kind of involves a sport. How so?
Sports! Actually, it involves the Swiss ambassador to Venezuela. Apparently, next to the Swiss embassy, there's a golf course. And, you know, golfers being what they are, I speak as one of them, you know, all very often the ball doesn't go where you want it to go. And a lot of them have been going onto the grounds of the Swiss embassy, and the Swiss the Swiss ambassador has warned the Venezuelans that if anybody inside the embassy gets hurt by a golf ball, it could very well violate the Vienna Convention regarding the sanctity of embassies. It would be very embarrassing to have a war break out between Switzerland and Venezuela.
Yeah, well, we've had the soccer war. It's probably the Gulf War coming
next.
Yeah,
but it's a long-distance war.
You're right.
I mean, it's, you know, it would be very hard to, for example, to hit a golf ball from Vienna to Caracas, even if you got a nice lift over the ocean.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.